Okay. Good evening, and thank you for joining us in this Trevi Group 2012 full year result presentation. Joining me for today's presentation is Daniele Forti, our CEO, and the investors research team with Joseph Sagostino. We'll run through the presentation I think everybody has received today. Starting from page three, this is for people not familiar with the business model. Trevi Finanziaria Industriale, the holding company, and then we have two major sectors of activities. One is the foundation engineering field of activity with the Trevi and Soilmec, and the oil and gas field of activity with Trimec and Petrovem. Again, strong group synergy and constant innovation are the key factor for our business model. On page four, Trevi Group service sector presence, 34 operating companies in 25 countries with 48 business units. This is with Petrovem and Trevi. Now in the chemical sector with Soilmec and Trimec, 18 operating companies in 17 countries worldwide with 21 business units. Going to page six, let's say the key highlights of our activity. 2012, what we call a year of good action for the group. So the group overall was able to maintain an important standing in the market, and its performances have particularly enhanced most of its division, as we will see later on. As you all know, our operating division maintained a strategic role in the reference market, and moreover, the synergy among them has been particularly strong this year. With the great appreciation, we registered good revenue generation from most of our business lines. More important, group margins strongly improved in the last quarter, bringing a solid contribution to the full year figures. For that matter, I would like to point out the exceptional action and initiatives taken by our division in a timely manner in the last quarter. We witnessed a successful turnaround in the last month, which provides us with very exciting prospects for future growth. The backlog is very robust and high quality, and we believe that this will represent a solid basis for our positive business outlook for the future. Net financial position, finally, was strongly improved from third quarter figures, and we achieved our goal of reducing it of about 14% versus third quarter 2012. So today, the net financial position, therefore, followed positive evaluation, providing the proper support for the group. Going on page 7, looking at the key 2012 accomplishment. In the 12 months of 2012, we had overall good revenue generation with most division level growing with respect to the previous year. We registered a 12% growth, Soilmec at plus 6.4, Petrovem at plus 10%, and Trimec at minus 7.9. I would say mainly because of misperformance of the third quarter for last year. So 2012 was an interesting opportunity for the oil and gas, especially for the oil and gas division, which will bring its upside for the time to come. We were awarded strategic contracts by primary standing clients, strengthening for the group's awareness and Trimec brand. I would say very strong Trimec visibility this year. 2012 was the year also for the full entrance in the offshore market for Trimec by targeting key geographic areas such as Latin America and Russia. So the strategy to expand and strengthen our onshore and offshore presence is put in place today for growth and delivery. For that matter, we consolidate our historical presence also in the Middle East, where we have supplied onshore drilling rig for, again, primary clients. And in South America, in particular in Argentina, key long-term contracts for oil drilling services supports the backlog formation for now. For all these aspects, I would like to spend some time to explain our strategy again to expand our oil and gas reach. We decided to target two spots mainly. We decided to expand mainly focus our activity mainly in the South and Central America and in Russia in order to expand even further our area of operation. Remember that Latin America has always been the focus of our activity for last years, but again, Central America was a target for now. So our strong effort and the recent taken that provide to be successful, and we set a series of key contests in this area. So starting from Russia, we concluded a contest of about $110 million for primary clients such as Lukoil and Weatherford for offshore rigs to operate in the Caspian Sea. And in Central America, we signed contract worth about $170 million to operate in the Gulf of Mexico with the modular offshore application. Lastly, it's also important to note that in the Middle East, we were assigned contracts to provide onshore drilling rig for clients worth about the U.S. $140 million. This is an important step of contact just in a few months' time. And without any doubt, this proves clearly how the group was able to move proactively in a timely manner to turn around the increased profitability. Then we are now more than confident that the recent negotiation and the volume of order intake will grant us the possibility to turn profitability soon back to growth in the mechanical division. Considering that the divisional marginality saw a very strong improvement already in the last quarter of 2012. So during the second part of the year, we also focused on the diversification and enhancement of the other part of our mechanical activity, which is soil maker, producing state-of-the-art technology when we reach a world record of excavation with our hydromill type of equipment reaching 250 meters, which is a really world record never achieved before by any other company worldwide. This was a good work for 2 years and a great team effort, and this is what you need, great team work to achieve the world record. So all action has been taken for delivery and growth, and we believe that the fourth quarter 2010-12 is a clear signal of margin contribution for the group. So the strategic decision to enter is set the market and the ability for all of our divisions to concentrate on improving the outlook seems to be right path for growth. Going on page 8, guidance results. At the beginning of last year, we gave us some revenue indication. And we were saying that the margin were challenging, but our target actually have been achieved with an increase in overall in revenue, with the cash generation, with the margins in line with the guidance, and overall we believe that our business model is expected to increase its performance even further. Look at the page 9, we have we wanted to highlight here what the backlog looks like in terms of geographic distribution. So you see that basically backlog orders have been achieved in different areas as expressed before, with a total backlog level of 1,070 million euro. Just on page 10, division outlook, starting with trading, with we said an increase in the revenue of about 12% compared to last year's level of activity. The division reported a strong order backlog and overall marginality that was little changed. It is true that the special foundation service side of the business is still performing with a very good exceptional, I mean, we'll call it exceptional figures also compared to the average of the industry. The outlook is still challenging worldwide, but we believe that there are plenty of opportunities that can be grasped. Much of the construction issue needs to be addressed both locally and internationally by government internationally. Also, the United States show a sign of recovery with opportunities, especially in the residential area and the infrastructure sector, alongside, and as I was saying, with the infrastructure spending, which will pick up during the course of this year. To give some additional credit on this side of the business, I would like to consider that the fact that the market in the Far East is showing signs of gradual growth with larger concentration on infrastructure and transportation works in many countries in the Far East. As you know, we are presently working also in the metro in Bangkok, which we were able to acquire in the last month of September. Other civil engineering works in West Africa are constantly in our monitoring, and as well as projects in Latin America. And interestingly, a high potential opportunity can stem from a long presence in South America, in particular in the special foundation sector. So going to Petrobem, we have an overall increase of about 10.6% in revenue compared to 2011. And this was mainly due to organic growth. Operations are proceeding clearly and on track, and with great appreciation, we were able to initiate our own service operation in Brazil for our clients with the first rig in operation as per today. And just bear in mind that there will be two more rigs coming in the near future in Brazil. We confirmed that as today, all 14 rigs are currently working in a field operation. And recently, the sectors got the benefit of a new contract with the YPF in Argentina. So moving to Greenmec, as we said, this is a 8% decline in revenue due to mainly weak performance in the third quarter of the year. The oil and gas division, anyway, is enjoying today a great momentum. You have seen for the press release of this recent award. And as you know, during the third quarter, one of our clients, due to unforeseeable circumstances, registered economic issues that have brought to some stop and go, and the prospect contract outcome resulted in the press margin for the quarters and in the press level of revenue too. For that matter, we decided to prudently remove the remaining part of the order from the backlog, and thanks to the action taken by the oil and gas division, we were awarded a considerable amount of contract in just a few months. This is what we were saying before. So we entered high-growth niche markets such as the offshore activity, and today Greenmec is a good player in this arena. The prospects are very promising, and we believe this division will represent one of the key catalysts for future growth of the group. Oil prices are interesting today for exploration and production investment, and again, the hydraulic series, the H-Age series, is again on track for further growth. As you know, Greenmec has come a long way with respect to the last 6 or 7 years, and aside from marginality issues, which we believe is momentary factor, the division is much better placed today than before in the overall market. Soilmec division increased by 6.4% in a quite difficult environment. The uncertainty in the market persists, and this increase forces decision times for clients were purchasing specialized machinery. So mature markets are showing some sign of recovery today. Major efforts are being brought forward to grasp opportunities in house growth, in high growth markets, and considering also that the psychological level of inventory must be maintained in our activity to secure market demand and response to the necessity of the tough markets. This is a big change compared to the past. Today, we have to build some inventory to support our clients everywhere. Some areas are gradually picking up, but others still are pressure, as we will see later on, especially looking at Europe. So I would like now to pass to Daniele Porti, report to Daniele Porti for his explanation of the technical figures.
Thank you, Stefano. Turning to slide 12, 2012 revenues were 1,115,000,000 euros versus 1,061,000,000 in 2011. EBITDA was 112,000,000 euros versus 119,000,000 euros of last year. EBIT 47,000,000 euros versus 69,000,000 of the same period last year. Profit before taxes was 21,000,000 versus 51,000,000. The backlog, as you already know, was 1,070,000,000 euros, and the net financial position 413,000,000 euros, representing a 14% reduction if compared to 480,000,000 euros of the third quarter 2012. There was a 5% increase in consolidated revenues. Marginality was more in line with the last year's, notwithstanding the ups and downs experienced during the year. The backlog is very robust and guarantees a positive outlook. On the next slide, instead, we provide you with the financial highlights year over year. Aside from some figures already mentioned, the capital employed in 2012 was substantially stable at 845 million euros. Equity was 432 million euros. The 4% decrease is substantially due to the same amount of decrease in monetary translation reserve. The net debt EBITDA ratio at the end of 2012 was 3.68 times. And the net debt equity ratio instead came in under one time at 0.96 times. Total employees at the end of 2012 were 6,680. The group's two points of view showed on the left part of the slide that the services sector accounted to 49% of total revenues, while the mechanical sector accounted to 51%. On the other side, the drilling sector accounted to almost 49%, while the core business accounted to more than 60%. Following on slide 15, you can see the revenues by division before and after consolidation. The 3D division registered 443 million euros plus 12.1% versus the same period last year. Petroven had the revenues of 109 million euros, increasing 10.6% with respect to last year. So the services divisions had a combined positive increase of 12.7% year on year. Solmec had a 236 million euros revenues, increasing 6.4% versus 2011, and Drillmec 348 million, minus 7.9% versus last year. Passing to slide 16, we can see the breakdown by geographical area. As you can see on the right, the Middle East recorded 195 million euros revenues from 167 million of the same period last year, marking a strong performance in the area as a combined effort of the three main divisions. Africa generated 111 million euros in 2012, registering a strong increase with respect to the same period last year of 58 million euros. The USA and Canada came in at 172 million, increasing from the 157 million euros registered in the same period last year. We had a slow performance in Italy, in the domestic market, with only 105 million euros against 122 last year. The backlog, as we mentioned previously, was 1,070 million euros, registering a 6% increase with respect to last year. But with respect to September 30th, the increase was 23%, exclusively due to an astounding $500 million order acquisition in the oil sector in the fourth quarter. On the right, we provide a split by division, and looking at the trade division, its backlog accounted for 44% of the total backlog. Better than 24%, DreamHack 29%, and Solmec 3%. In addition, we also provide a split of the backlog by geographical area. As you can see, some of the most important areas are Latin America and the Middle East and Asia, accounting to 41.5% and 15.8% of the backlog, respectively. The net financial position at the end of 2012 was 413 million euros, with a free cash flow of 30.8 million euros. In terms of the foundation and drilling services divisions, the revenue generated was 558 million euros in 2012. The EBITDA margin was equal to 14.4% and EBIT margin came in at 5.6%. You already know that we have posted a substantial amount as provisions for the year, mainly provisions against risks on credit. Latin America accounts for 33% of the USA and Canada 15%, Latin America, Africa 15%, and the Middle East and Asia 13%. We would like to conclude that the services sector give a picture of a stable and profitable sector inside the trade group. I would like personally highlight the performance in the Americas, which constitute a great part of the activity performed in this sector. In slide 20, you can see the mechanical sector. The two divisions, DrillMec plus Solmec, recorded 583 million euros in 2012. The EBITDA margin was equal to 5.4% and the EBIT margin came in at 2.8%. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin America accounts for 17%, USA and Canada 16%, Europe 21%, and the Middle East and Asia 22%. I would like to draw your attention to the bottom right-hand corner, where we show the third versus fourth quarter performance of 2012. As you can appreciate, the fourth quarter performance was very strong in this sector and sound, posting record performance for a single quarter. The EBITDA margin went from minus 1.2% of the first quarter to a very solid 12.4% of the last quarter of the year. The EBIT margin instead increased from a minus 4.6% of the first quarter to a 9.6% of the fourth. This is the clearest demonstration of how the mechanical division picked up its margins in an efficient and proactive way, paving its way to more normalized sector margins. We remain very confident in the potential for future growth going forward. In the following slide, we would like to provide you with some key updates on the different divisions of group. In terms of Drillmech and Petroven, we secured key and strategic markets ranging from Russia, Saudi Arabia, Argentina, and Mexico. We successfully entered important geographies with main hubs in Russia and the Americas to serve their respective markets. There is a large oil and gas momentum, and the backlog is very solid and of high quality. The trade division is operating in key markets while maintaining a flexible business structure. Demand for specialty works is high in countries where infrastructure works and investments are progressing. We look with special interest to North America. The backlog is showing stable values as per growth and continuity of the business. Divisional margins are healthy and still a benchmark in the industry. The construction cycle is still challenging, but notwithstanding the current situation, the forecasts are of a gradual improvement. Solmec II is in the process of improvement. It is important to point that even this year revenues increased while its reference market was characterized by unstable forecasts. Demand for special foundation rigs is lumpy and particularly impacted by construction spent in various geographies. The division achieved important results by developing and improving successful products such as Hydromes, as Stefano has just explained to you. For that matter, we reached the world record depth of 250 meters, that is 820 feet, for excavation of diaphragm walls. The ongoing improvement in the excellent execution of works is a key priority. Divisional margins are in the right path for improvement, and important marketing initiatives are being carried out to counteract the cycle of the market. Lastly, on the following slide, we would like to briefly go over some of the key strategic actions taken during 2012 that will support our growth for the following years. We can recap that Trevi Group in 2012 increased its revenues, notwithstanding a still complex market scenario. Enter the new and strategic markets, which we deem necessary both for the growth and the expansion of the group. Is now a key player, having entered tactically the oil and gas market, which is leading a huge momentum. Achieved full year guidance. Foresees now a more sound outlook ahead. Concisely on the single divisions. Soilmec is continuing to targeted growth markets, in particular USA, completed and developed key technological solutions such as the HydroMills product line. Petroven completed the development of 14 rigs, which are all operational, renewed the key long-term contracts with the primary spending clients. Other long-term contracts are going to be renewed in the next few weeks. Drillmag entered the offshore markets and consolidated its position in the onshore, re-entering new and historical markets such as Russia and the Middle East. Noticeably improved its market position and effectively counteracted the poor performance of the third quarter 2012 by renormalizing its margin visibly in the fourth quarter 2012. 3D continues its niche market operations, concentrates on infrastructure and civil engineering transportation works. I would like to stress in particular again that the progressive internationalization of 3D Group and its core business in particular, but also the oil sector, is a key driver of 3D Group growth. I would like to pass the word to Stefano Trevisani for closing remarks.
Okay, thanks, Sudhir. We were anticipating during the last conference call that we were in a good moment for oil and gas business, and we were expecting good contracts. Today we are confirming, as you have just heard, that we were able to close on this negotiation, and actually the momentum is continuing, much more coming hopefully in the near future. We go through now the question and answer section, and I ask Joseph to answer some of the questions we received.
Thank you. We'll start with the questions in the order we received them. Starting with the first one regarding 2013 guidance in terms of revenues, EBITDA, and net debt. In terms of, again, 2013 guidance, we will provide more details during our financial community presentation that will be held on the 22nd of April in Milan. All details will be ready and available on our website as the time comes. We will go over 2013 guidance in that date. What influenced about 16 million euros of provisions in 2012? As Dr. Forti already mentioned, most of the provisions refer to the services division of the business, and in particular to Trevi. For that matter, we prudently accounted for uncertain credits in the areas of Europe and to a minor extent to the Middle East and the Americas. Question came from the main factors that determined the foreign exchange loss registered in 2012 at a P&L level. The 4.8 million foreign exchange loss, which we have to consider to be absolutely unrealized, is mainly attributable to the exchange rate fluctuation of the US dollar to the euro, which changed from 1.29 on 31st of December of 2011 to a 1.32 registered on the 31st of December in 2012. A question came along in terms of the tax rate to expect for 2013. As you all know, it is very hard for us to predict the full year tax rate, and it is hard for that matter, but we believe that a good proxy is to keep 2012 figures as a good indication for the new year to come. Another question is regarding, is a strong possibility of improvement in terms of margins and bottom line, especially after two years of increasing depreciations, provisions, and write-down cost of debt and tax rate? I would like to answer to that by saying that regarding our 2012 performance, we would like to stress the fact that important actions have been taken in a timely manner. This was actually reflected in our fiscal year, in our full year results, and in particular in the fourth quarter performance. The successful negotiations concluded in this last part of the year grant us the possibility to look at the coming year with confidence. About $500 million of newly acquired orders with a higher profitability stemming from the offshore market places us in the position to deliver and again renormalize margin at historical levels. We believe this is absolutely the year for this case. We also got a question regarding the outlook on the different sectors and geographical areas. In terms of the general outlook, throughout the presentation, we touched upon the different areas of which the CEO and the CFO gave some detail. But then again, 2012 was the year of major actions that were taken in key geographies, some of them brand new ones. The example of Russia, for example, that gives us very good possibility and visibility in a new market, and definitely very promising for the oil and gas part of the business. Central America, again, we strengthened and consolidated our presence there. And the Middle East was another significant area where we had operated in the past, have been operating ever since, and again, consolidated its position. Could you share with us, is another question, how much of the total of the orders announced in 2013 was already accounted in 2012 backlog, and how much is the scope of the down payments? It is important to point out that the orders recently announced, such as the Drillmec contract in Central America and in the Middle East, accounted to $170 million and $140 million, respectively, have all been included in 2012 backlog figures. Also, the recent Petroven renewal announced last Friday is included. The reasoning why we communicated such contracts during the last couple of weeks is that we wanted to be assured of receiving the negotiated upfront payment before announcing any order. To give you some color, we received about 30% of upfront payments and a partial pricing, giving us the assurance to announce the orders to the markets. Considering also what had impacted the third quarter performance of 2012, we believe this is a prudent way to approach newly acquired contracts. Could you elaborate on the strong marginality of the mechanicals division in the fourth quarter? Do you consider it sustainable also in the next quarters? For this matter, it must be clear that third quarter results were strongly impacted by a not foreseeable circumstance of liquidity problems faced by our Middle Eastern client. The margins, for that matter, were strongly hindered, and so was the generation of revenues for the quarter. The situation clearly reverted in the fourth quarter, in which the division was able to rebound and bring its margins as much more profitable ones. It is our perception that the mechanical side of the business will most likely deliver in coming quarters as we enter a cycle of clear delivery ahead. What is Soilmec's outlook for the year? As we mentioned, Soilmec is in the process of improving its marginality. The market in which it operates is strictly related to the construction spending and investments. For this matter, the division has witnessed, during 2012, mixed performance. In areas where the investment cycle is very strong, such as the United States, Soilmec delivered in line with our expectations. The line of products that are most requested is the medium one, that includes special foundation rigs in the mid-level pricing. A similar performance was registered in Latin America, where most of the infrastructure investments are taking place to improve transportation works and larger projects. Now, the situation is somewhat different in Europe, where we have to account for a very poor internal market and an overall market condition that is still quite uncertain. The infrastructure spending is still lacking that sprint necessary to turn around the market. Bits and pieces of improvements are coming from the Far East, but we will have to wait for the evolution of the market and how demand will move. Question on the quality of the backlog and its margins. As mentioned, we prudently cleared the backlog in third quarter 2012, which again, you know, as Dr. Forti was saying, that, you know, the third quarter backlog was 871 million and reached 1,070 million in the fourth quarter, plus 26%. This figure is absolutely robust and of high quality, and it has been our priority to assure reasonable down payments with interesting opportunities coming from profitable markets such as the offshore ones. We are confident that the delivery of these orders, along with the potential ones under negotiations, will strongly contribute to delivery of more normalized margins throughout the year. In 2012, the down payments increased dramatically, representing 13% of orders intake, 7% in 2011. Could we assume that your intention is to retain such a percentage also in the next orders collection?
Of course, it is our priority to retain and negotiate the most convenient economic conditions for the group. We believe, though, that the recent turnaround in order acquisition and better economic condition in the recent months is a clear signal we are providing to the market. These are all the questions we have addressed. If you have any additional ones, you can contact me and we'll have more time to discuss.
Okay, thanks, Joseph. I think that's it. We have gone through all the major issues related to this presentation. As said, if there are more coming questions, we'll be ready to answer with Joseph and his team. And once again, we have proved as a group to be very dynamic international group, especially in the last 3 or 4 months with the strong generation of the revenue and the backlog. So, again, very dynamic group, ready to pick up business opportunities worldwide, no matter what. And also important to highlight once again how we were able to achieve full-year guidance for last year. So, looking forward for meeting one of you in the next meetings, one-on-one or during the presentation. That's it for today. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.